instead of walking on the sidewalk around someone's yard, if you cut across their yard, would you be walking catty corner then?
You could be.
And do you ever say Annie Goblin or... And years ago, before they had buses in town, they used to have...
Streetcar.
And you tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I...
want to get off.
And here in Harris County, Houston is the...
largest city.
Or it's the what of Harris County? Where the courthouse is.
It's the courthouse. It's the county seat.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain...
law and order.
Huh?
Law and order.
And the fight between the North and the South was called the...
Civil War.
Any other names for Civil War?
Revolution.
Okay. And before they had the electric chair, murderers were...
hung.
You said they took that man out and they...
tied a rope around his neck and hung him.
Was any of that still done when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Hanging and
lynching.
Mm-hmm.
What time was that? Were you very small or was it when you were...
pretty big. About 15, 16 years old.
What had happened?
Yeah. What happened? Took a guy at the courthouse up there to hunt him. Lynched him.
Just a group of people just went out and took him?
They didn't take him.
Huh?
They didn't take him. The sheriff let him in.
Was there anything anyone could do about it? I mean,
didn't
they try to...
mm-mm. No. These black men, they didn't even do it.
That was... about 35 years ago?
Yeah. Maybe not that long. Maybe about 30 years ago. No, probably 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they've had any number of lynchings in Texas.
When you were small, was there sort of a sense of a black community? I mean, like, would people kind of feel like, did people realize that if they got together they could
they were always afraid. See, they had a living to lose. They would lose their living. They would lose their job and things, and they couldn't support their families. So if you got a family, you take loaf because your family is your love. That's what all of us work for as a family. Every man you see is working for a family. Unless his family's deceased or his children's grown. So he couldn't afford to, his family would suffer, so he couldn't afford to take the chance because he knew what his family would go through.
Was there any pressure against, your father was going into business for himself. Did he get any pressure from whites to not, you know?
Oh no, they knew he couldn't. He couldn't do much. Wasn't nothing he could do. You see, the capital, he didn't have the money. He didn't have the business. We do a lot of white business now, but in that day, we didn't do any white business. It was all black folks. So it took care itself. You stayed where you were. You wasn't going to grow.
When did things start changing?
Oh, they haven't changed too much now, but they've changed a little. See, there's so many people that aren't sincere. They just put up a front. They say they're going to do, but they never do. They do it now because of the civil rights bill, because the government push them, just like they take black people and put them in certain jobs, you know, to show the government that they got black person in such and such echelon.
Token thing,
yeah, well, that's the whole thing.